right-handed pitcher Bubba Derby had opposing batters twisted like a pretzel while pitching for LaSalle High in Pasadena, California. His senior season there, he was 9-1 with a 0.90 ERA and 117 strikeouts in just 81 innings. He made the jump to college ball at San Diego State. He was drafted by the Oakland A's in the 2015 MLB draft. Well, a year later, he was traded to Milwaukee as part of that Chris Davis deal. And today, we find him playing for the Brewers AAA club in San Antonio, Texas. Hello, everybody. This is Sports and Commentary. I'm Greg Stewart. Thank you very much for dropping by. And thanks for your support of Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. Those tax-deductible gifts help to sponsor the show. And you can learn more or give anytime, quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. Bubba plays for the Missions, and he's on a mission to get to the big show in Milwaukee sometime. And it's great to have him back today on S&C. So this may be, Bubba, the first time that some of our Sports and Commentary listeners have heard about you. Can you fill them in on your stuff as a right-handed pitcher?
Yeah, you know, like I said earlier, I'm kind of just I'm that swing man type of pitcher. You know, most of the time I'm a starter, and then they whenever they need to throw me in the bullpen for whatever reason, they do. And I've always told the coaches here, you know, I don't care when, just pitch me. Like, you know, just let me know I'm pitching and I'll pitch. And I'll go out there and compete to the best of my ability. You know, I'm not overpowering by any means. You know, I throw a two-seam, four-seam, a cutter, a changeup, and a breaking ball. So I literally throw the kitchen sink at you. But, yeah, you know, for me it's just more about, you know, controlling the baseball and making it do what I want when I want. And just trying to keep guys off balance. That's kind of my main goal, you know.
Mm-hmm. But without overwhelming stuff and being more of a finesse guy, how do you lead the team in strikeouts, Bubba?
I think it has its moments, you know. Like I said, like it's another thing, like when you're looking at the numbers there, I am proud of that. But, you know, you have a lot of pitchers on this team that would definitely have more strikeouts than me if they weren't going back and forth to the big leagues, you know. They would have way more innings here in AAA, which means they'd probably have more, they would definitely have more strikeouts than me. So as cool as that is for me, you know, I would rather have the lower amount of strikeouts with some big league time.
Yeah, I'm sure. So where do you feel like you are in your quest to make the big league ball club?
You know, that's another thing that you try not to, you know, we have this saying, don't play GM. You know, when you sit there and you try to predict moves that go on in the team, you're going to drive yourself crazy again. That's that same idea plays, you know, with you. You know, the moment you sit there and say, okay, well, I'm doing this well, I feel like I'm ready, why am I not getting called up? You know, and that happens in everybody's career, you know, where they start questioning where they are in their development and why they're not getting the opportunities they feel like they deserve. You know, you start to kind of go stir crazy. You know, so because at the end of the day, I feel like the organization, they have a pretty good idea of what they're doing. And sometimes it's not a matter of if you're ready. It's a matter of when they need you. You know, you could be ready. You could be doing everything you need to be doing to be there, but they might not have a role for you specifically at that time. You know, pitchers, it's not just being a pitcher, it's being a specific type of pitcher. You know, so they wouldn't view me as a closer. So, like, if they need a late-inning guy up there, I'm not going to be the one they get to call. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
So I do feel like I am ready. You know, I've been here for 2.5 seasons, almost 3. So I think it's more a matter of, you know, when they need me.
Yeah. 25-year-old Bubba Derby from the Milwaukee Brewers AAA team in San Antonio on the show with me today. And you are a follower of Jesus. You've invited Christ into your life. How far back do you and the Lord go back in this personal relationship, Bubba?
Yeah, I mean, it started at a very young age. You know, I went to a Catholic middle school and then into a high school, but a lot of it had to do more with my parents and my grandmother, who we were all very, you know, strong believers, I would say. And you know, even as a little kid, we'd go to church on Sundays, and my grandma would always tell me to pray and you know, she taught me a lot. And, you know, she ended up passing away back in 2016 from stomach cancer. So I do miss her a lot, but, you know, I think she had a lot to do with my faith early on. And as far as I can remember, I never, you know, went a day without believing in the Lord. I always knew he was there. And for me, it was more about, you know, I think it, I would say it was more until, like, when I was in college where I started to realize that I needed to be better with my relationship. You know, I like to view my relationship with the Lord kind of like a relationship with, you know, just like my regular dad. You know, I don't feel like I need to be on my knees just to talk to him. You know, I feel like I talk to the Lord kind of like I just talk to everybody else. You know, when I feel like I need to talk to him, I close my eyes and I just talk. And that's just me. That's my relationship. I know everybody's different, but, you know, I just feel like that freedom to always just know he's always there and know I can always talk to him is really freeing and comforting. I love it. And I feel like we have a good relationship and I feel like it's getting stronger day by day. And I'm excited. I'm excited to share it and see what the future holds with it.
Yeah, that's why the Bible says we call him Daddy, because it's a close, personal, intimate relationship with the Lord. All right, well, Bubba, your story is not over, and so we'll pick it up next time with you, if we can, on Sports and Commentary. You and your family were in Vegas a couple of years ago for a music festival, and you and your family survived the nation's worst mass shooting on that Sunday night. We'll talk about it at the next time we get together on Sports and Commentary. Bubba Derby, the Brewers, AAA right-handed pitcher. Thank you for being here. Have a great day, all right?
You too.